We've performed really well, and we want to make sure that that continues. So the next game's the most important game. I don't think of the game afterwards until this one's done. So all our prep and different things like that have been focused on Barnsley and trying to win this match.
With the international break, do you get more chance to look at Barnsley, or will you just prepare exactly the same as for every other game because it appears to be working?
Yeah, no, it's the exact same. It just means that I've got a longer time frame to do it, so there's not as much intensity and focus on having to watch, because I'll normally watch the opposition's last two or three matches myself, as well as the guys breaking it down for me, just so I don't miss anything, and then just looking at how we can try and hurt them. So it just means that I'm not cramming it into 2 or 3 days. I've got a week to do it, which is nice.
What have you made of Barnsley?
They're going to be an intense team. They're going to get up, they're going to get against you, they're going to make it difficult, they're going to put the ball wide, they want to put it in the box, they commit men forward. But equally, they've got a good young group that when they do lose the ball, they work their socks off to get back behind it and make it difficult for it to break them down. So, I've played Paul's teams before. They're difficult teams to play against, and this is going to be no different.
Did a slight double take when I looked at the league table in terms of the goals conceded, i.e. one. How important has the defence been, and how important is it to kind of maintain that stinginess at the back?
Yeah, I think it's been good, but I think it's been twofold, really. You can have great defensive displays where they pepper your goal and have a lot of opportunities and your defenders stand up and your goalie makes a lot of saves. Or you can control games, which means the opposition don't have the ball to cause you problems. And I think we've certainly fell into the latter, because I think our use of the ball and our control over the games have been very good, which have limited opportunities from the opposition. And when we have been called upon to defend well or for the goalie to make a save, then they've duly obliged with that. So that's been excellent in both senses. The next stage for us is to make sure that the chances that we have been creating in games, that we're a bit more ruthless and we commit probably a bit more men forward to go and try and make sure we make sort of advantage of possession and control of the game.
Is that defensive scenario about the whole team then, rather than about a couple of individuals or a back four or whatever?
100%. I mean, we defend for the front, and what you'll tend to find is our high intensity running, our guys at the top end of the pitch normally do the most. And the reason being is they're the guys that hunt, and then like any move, generally moves don't get past four or five passes, certainly if they're trying to work the ball forward. So although they're the first ones pressing, the second ones pressing's got a better chance of getting it, third one pressing's got a better chance. By the time it hits to the third or fourth or fifth layer, 95% of the time we intercept the ball. And what it allows us to have is players high up the pitch that we can go and try and counter on. So it's a team work ethic and a team press. It's not an individual press.
And at the other end of the pitch, you talk about creating chances. It's the old cliche, isn't it? You worry when you don't create, and perhaps is it just about patience, just about the players still plugging away and still taking the risk to take the chance?
Yeah, I think it's a few things. I think it's not being used to playing in the manner in which we are, because I think the majority of your goals last year either came from set plays or crosses into the box. I think the way that we play means that when we're countering, we're finding ourselves 3v2s and 4v3s and 3v3s and things like that, which at times relies on a bit more movement and a bit more guile, rather than just sort of getting a ball and flying it into the box. And I think we need to find a balance a little bit more in terms of making sure we don't turn down crosses, but equally we're committing men into the box to get on the end of it. And also, when we do get into good situations, can we see and can we execute that sort of final pass?